Hi, everyone. Welcome to Nancy's Metaphysical World and More. Today, I have another great guest, and we're going to do something that we don't normally do, but what we're going to do, because my guest name is Tina, and she is another psychic, we're going to open the phone lines halfway through the show, and we will be answering questions for you, one question at a time, so that everybody gets a chance. But for right now, let's welcome Tina. So, hi, Tina. How are you?
I'm great, Nancy. How are you?
I'm doing well. Now, Tina, why don't you tell our listeners a little bit about who you are and how long you've been, you know, being on this psychic journey trail?
Okay. Well, Nancy, my journey began when I was a teenager. I actually went into a used bookstore and I picked up my first astrology book by Linda Goodman.
Mm-hmm.
And I started reading about the various characteristics of different sun signs. And I found it very interesting. And the more I studied, the more I realized that there people did have inherent qualities or characteristics in them that were, you know, that matched exactly what I was reading in the book. Then I, you know, started dwelling a little, I started digging a little deeper into the esoteric, and I came across my first couple decks of tarot cards. And I just truly found, Nancy, that there was such a magic to them, and I started using them as daily guidance in my own life. I would ask the cards a question, I would do a daily reflection card, and little by little I started seeing the magic of the cards working. My interest in the metaphysical attributes of stones began at a much, much younger age. When I was very young, my parents, we used to vacation a lot down to Smoky Mountains, and we would go to the Carolinas all the time, and every time we'd stop at souvenir shops while my sister was busy looking at all the, you know, tomahawk and, you know, things like that, costumes in the souvenir shops, I was always very attracted to the rocks. So I believe that I was attuned to them at a very young age. Now, obviously, as I grew up and I got married and had children and mortgage and bills and the daily grind started kicking in, you start to realize that you don't have as much time to pursue your spiritual path. Now, throughout all of that, Nancy, I always felt like something was missing. So in my late 20s, I found that I was drawn back towards it again.
Mm-hmm.
And I just, this time, I leaped in, you know. I mean, before it was a hobby when I was younger as a teenager, and I would do it for fun and, you know, read for friends. And weeks later, they would come back and say, oh, my gosh, Tina, that happened, or you were right about that. And after a while, Nancy, I realized that I really had a gift for trying to help others. And that's what I find is the most rewarding with doing my readings, reading cards, studying the metaphysical attributes of stones, studying Reiki, just all the different paths that I have gone down. I realize that it truly is a calling, and I feel like I'm contributing back to the earth. I came here for a reason, with purpose, and that's to help others.
And that's good. Tina, do you think that a lot of people probably are here for very specific reasons, but a lot of them have no idea what that might be?
Absolutely. Nancy, I think it took me years to realize exactly what my purpose was here, what I was here for. And I believe that because of the daily grind, so many of us are so busy just working, paying bills, raising children, that we don't stop and listen. And I found that one of the biggest roles in me taking time to stop to listen was listening to my dreams. I started dreaming more. And in my dreams, I started paying attention, you know, and I believe various factors come into play. We just aren't paying attention. So I think we need to wake up. And I think there are lots of us out there that don't know what our purpose here on this planet is for. And I believe we're all here to help one another and help one another grow.
And I agree totally with that. A lot of times when people come for readings, they'll go, well, you know, why am I here? What am I supposed to be doing? I feel like there's nothing here, or I haven't accomplished what I need to. And, you know, when people ask me that kind of question, you know, I ask them, you know, what do you feel, you know, what do you think you should be doing? So when people come to you for their readings, and I'm sure they ask you the same thing, what kind of words or thoughts do you give them to try to help them straighten it out?
Oh, many. I did a reading last week for a young gentleman who really, he's working in corporate America but feels lost. And everything in his reading led me to believe that he was a healer. And he said, you know, I've always felt that I'm here to help other people. And I said, I truly see you going into the medical profession either as a chiropractor or a doctor or a pediatrician. When I said the pediatrician, it really resonated with him that he went on to tell me that he loves children and he hates seeing children sick, his nieces, his nephews, etc. So I will usually, the cards are such a great tool for being able to see, you know, what a person may be good at. Others may be self-employed. Others, you know, you have to help them find it, because sometimes we're just not listening. And it was like a light bulb went off when I told him that. And I said, I definitely see you in the healing profession. You know, corporate America, you learn something in it. You learned about business. You're not happy there. You know you need to move on. I also saw him going back to school. He's in his mid-20s, so he has plenty of time. And he said, you know, I have been thinking about school. Mm-hmm. So sometimes when we get those feelings, Nancy, I believe it's our guides, our muses working on us at night when we sleep. Like, hey, let's wake up. We're not on the right track here. We need to shift. We know we're not happy. Let's find what does make us happy. Once I started doing readings, I started realizing, Nancy, how much happier I became overall. Mm-hmm. Because it's very rewarding for me when I could step back and walk away from somebody and say, I helped them. I think I just helped put them on the right path. And he was very excited after the reading, and he said that he definitely was going to check into, you know, going back to school at this point in his life, that he just kind of needed to hear it. Mm-hmm. So, Nancy, a lot of times you and I as readers, I believe that people a lot of times, they know it deep down inside, but until it's actually said to them, it's like they need a confirmation, and it helps push them forward. I always try to keep my readings very, very positive, and I try to show them that if you're not happy here, let's make a few adjustments and put you on the path where you are going to be happy, and this is your calling. This is what you're meant to do. Mm-hmm. Now imagine how rewarding that must be to if he actually goes to school and becomes a pediatrician, and he's going to help take care of young children that are sick.
That would be great.
Oh, yeah, absolutely, absolutely. So, you know, anytime I can help somebody find their true calling or their true path, I think we're just so blocked as a culture, Nancy, because of what society has become. You know, it's all about the money, the daily grind, paying the bills, you know, that life just has a way of sometimes kicking us in the butt, and we have to fight back. We have to say, okay, yeah, money's important. Yes, we do have to pay the bills. We have to provide a comfortable life for ourselves and for our families. But at the same time, we need to take the time and stop and listen to what it is that, what our purpose is. What are we really here to do?
Mm-hmm.
And Nancy, I know you've helped many of people over the years. You know, and I'm on that path too, and that path is very, very rewarding.
It's very rewarding, and what's really, you know, I don't want to say funny, but kind of funny, is that a lot of people, when they find out that you're psychic or you can do readings or whatever, they have this strange idea that you're not human anymore, that you don't, you know, you don't eat like everybody else, you don't put on your pants the same way.
Yeah.
Like, you got to understand, we really are human, you know, we're just like you. We just trust what our inner feelings are telling us more than anything else.
Exactly. Nancy, I think each and every one of us are evolving at a different rate, and we're all a work in progress. I've learned a lot over the years. Mm-hmm. I study everything from Buddhism to Christian to belief to the esoteric. I am wide open, and the more that I read, the more that I learn, the more knowledge I gain, the higher the frequency I'm operating at, and I'm slowly evolving. Am I there yet? Oh, I wish I was, you know, completely. But we're human like everybody else out there. You know, people come up to me and say, can you foresee your future? Do you know exactly how things are going to turn out? Nancy, I don't believe that the future is carved in stone. Mm-hmm. I believe that depending on what our actions are, it really determines, you know, the fate of our destiny. And we can change it at any time. Now, that young man that I did a reading for last week seemed very enthusiastic, optimistic about running back out there, going to school, and maybe getting, you know, going into the medical profession. He seemed very excited about it. He could have left the reading, jumped in his car, gone home, gone to sleep, and then completely changed his mind, which would have changed his destiny. All we can do as readers is help guide people and hope that they take our advice, because I think we give pretty darn good advice, don't you?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I think we give great advice, actually.
I think so, too.
Might be a little prejudice in that department, but I really do.
Yeah. And as far as no longer being human once we get into, that's not true. We wake up every day, we have our problems just like everybody else does. I think sometimes as you're evolving and learning to evolve, Nancy, we learn to deal with them in a different way. Like what a lot of people may see as constant problems and obstacles, we just see as, okay, just another bump that we have to jump over. Because mm-hmm. we've learned not to hang on to it, and we've learned to, like, just let go. Buddhism belief is about letting go. We cannot control everything in our lives. And there are going to be things that happen every day that we can't control. So just learn to breathe and let go.
Which is true. That little spot there meant that there's somebody on the line. So, caller, are you there? No? Okay.
Maybe okay.
Yeah, no, that's okay. That's all right. I'd rather talk to you a little bit longer anyway.
Okay, we'll move on.
Uh-huh. The other thing, now, Tina, you talk about the crystals, the attributes of crystals and stones.
Mm-hmm.
Can you explain a little bit about what that means?
Sure. Each stone, Nancy, and there's thousands of them out there, I will probably spend a lifetime studying the metaphysical attributes of stones, which is great by me because I have a tendency to constantly need stimulation. And every time I read or learn something new or experiment with a new stone, I've learned something new. But all stones carry their own unique subtle energy. And those energies could help us. So a lot of times when I do readings, one night I was sleeping, I had a dream that I incorporated crystals into my readings, and I woke up one morning and said, yeah, you know, I've been studying them for years. Why don't I start using them? And Nancy, once I started using them, I realized that there truly was a magic to incorporating these stones into my readings. And I felt like at night when I was sleeping, I got a message from my guides that said, start incorporating them into your readings. And what the stones will do, I'll give you a couple hypotheticals. Let's say somebody, a young woman in her 30s, is going to work every day, and she's taking on the brunt of the workload, and they're putting more and more and dumping more and more on her, but she's a little shy and doesn't really speak up for herself, and she is like a carpet, and everybody's walking all over her, and now she's only getting paid for 8 hours, but just to keep up with the workload, she's working 10 or 12 hours to keep up with it. And let's say that she's having lots of sore throats. And what happens when we don't speak up for ourselves, Nancy, and we're being taken advantage of? Our throat chakra can start to become blocked. So now that young lady may come to me for a reading. I may see that there's, you know, definite people taking advantage of her, that she's unhappy with work, that it is now becoming an oppressive situation. But what we have to realize is sometimes we allow for those types of things to happen to ourselves. After the reading, she'll go to put her hand in my bowl of crystals, and I'll have approximately 100, 150 different stones in my bucket of crystals. You know, I'll have a bowl with, you know, various crystals in it. And almost instinctively, intuitively, I know that this young lady is going to pull a blue stone, a sodalite, or a kyanite, or one of the blue stones, and I will definitely suggest, I will strongly suggest to her that she starts wearing a sodalite or a kyanite stone, because what that will do, blue is aligned with the throat chakra, and it will help open up her throat chakra, and it will help her become a little more assertive and speak up for herself. Like, hey, everybody's taking advantage of me. I can only do so much in 8 hours. I'm sorry. This is my job responsibility. This is what I'm going to do. Or she's going to go and knock on Mr. Boss's door and say, can we have a sit down? Can we talk? I feel like I'm really being taken for granted and I'm being taken advantage of. And she will then learn how to open her throat chakra. Now, for some people, it takes a little longer to attune to the stones than others. Some of them might get it instantly. I would say if you start working with stones, don't give up. I may have to wear a stone for a week before I start to feel the effects, you know, that the stone will have on me. I will wear a necklace. You know, another example of that is a woman who comes in and she can't find love. And, you know, Nancy, we get a lot of those types of readings. And she just feels like, why can't I find Mr. Right? You know, why is my soulmate not out there? And I think a lot of that, it never, without fail, 9 times out of 10, after doing a reading for a woman looking for love or romance in her life, 9 times out of 10, after the reading, she will pull a rose quartz. Mm-hmm. Rose quartz is a stone that helps us learn to love ourselves. Because we all know, Nancy, that nobody can love us unless we learn to love ourselves.
That's a given, but they don't know that.
Exactly. And I will strongly suggest to that male or female, who is looking for love and romance in their life, carry rose quartz with you. Keep rose quartz in the romance corner in your bedroom. Wear rose quartz. And then, Nancy, truly, truly, the minute I wear rose quartz, I start feeling calmer and more compassionate, and I feel I love myself, and therefore I love everybody around me all that much more. Rose quartz also has an attribute about it that attracts people towards you and lets them love you. They see the compassion and the love. I believe it brightens up your aura and it surrounds you with pink, loving, compassionate light. Now, you know, this is all, Nancy, this is all mystical, and it's very hard for a lot of skeptics to believe. I would say if you're a skeptic, start wearing some stone jewelry and pay attention. Mm-hmm. Pay attention as to whether or not that's working. Nancy, prior to you calling me, just out of curiosity, I pulled a stone out of my bowl for you. I wanted to know what would a good stone be for Nancy. And a great stone for you would be labradorite. And labradorite helps you to realize, which I know you've already hit this realization, but your power and magic within. But I think that the meaning that I was getting from it, the labradorite also helps seal your aura from energy leakages. And you know as well as I do that whenever we sit down and we do readings, sometimes people have, you know, and they don't realize it, they don't mean it, but they have a tendency to draw on our energies. And sometimes after several readings, we may feel very weak. Our energy is getting a little zapped, you know, so we need to re-energize it. Well, what labradorite helps you to do, if you wear labradorite during, like, you know, an 8-hour session of readings, or if you're doing some of the psychic circuits, it will help keep your energy healthy and balanced, and it seals your aura from energy leakages. So that was the stone I happened to pull for you today.
Well, I thank you.
You're welcome.
If somebody was going to go into a gem store or a rock store,
because
they have them at different locations, how would they choose the stones that they need?
Okay. A lot of times a person's eye is just attracted to a stone. If you're looking and there's, let's just say, 100 rose quartzes, and you're like, okay, I want to start wearing rose quartz or carrying rose quartz around with me. The first one that catches your eye, I would say take that one. Or if you put your hand over it and you feel your hand heating up or cooling down, one or the other, a certain area that you're placing your hand over might have the right stone for you. Mm-hmm. We are attracted. That stone's almost calling us to it. Like, this one will work for me. Other methods of picking out the right stone is through pendulum, using a pendulum, taking a pendulum and, you know, programming that pendulum. You know, we're getting into a little more, you know, pendulum 101 type class, but you can program a pendulum to say yes, no, or maybe for you, okay? And I'll use pendulums a lot of times when I'm searching for stones, because pendulums will help you find the stronger energies in stones. Was that a call, Nancy? I'm sorry, I heard a beep.
Yeah, no, it's a beep, but you can finish your statement.
Okay. So there's various ways. A lot of times, my eye, I will just be caught. My eye will just catch a stone, and I'm like, I've got to have that one. I don't care how much it is. I've got to have it. and I will grab that stone. A lot of times, I'll pick up stones and get a little zinger. I'll get like a little electricity shock, you know, electrical shock. And I know that that stone, I'm definitely attuned with it. So you have to look for various signs. It's through your senses, feeling, touching, just hearing something. Like a message might come to you that says, grab the blue one, okay? If you're looking at blue, brown, green, black, and you're looking at all these various colors and you're attracted to the blue one, you may need the blue one for various reasons, like as we spoke about with the throat chakra. So there's various ways, and I would suggest anybody that would like to get into working with the metaphysical attributes of stones, definitely pick up some books. And one of my favorite books is by Judy Hall, and it's called The Crystal Bible. It's a wonderful book.
Okay, great. So now we do have a caller on. So, caller, are you there?
You betcha I am. It's me.
Well, hello, Miss Marie.
Hi, Tina.
Oh, hi, Marie. How are you?
I'm fine. This is like old home week.
Yes.
I did have a question. I'll keep it real brief because I want other people to call in.
Okay.
January is supposed to be phenomenal. A new start, new year. What do you see going on?
Okay, now I'm having a little bit of a time hearing you, Marie. Can you repeat that?
Okay.
I heard January.
January is supposed to be a really good time. And I'm asking for myself and the business at hand with Nancy and others. What do you see going on?
Okay, well, let me just pull out a few cards here, and I'll tell you in just a second. You know, for everybody, for all the callers out there, I know 2007 has been a tough one. We've had lots of tough times this year. I strongly feel that 2008 is going to be such a powerfully great year. I do, but let's go ahead and do a quick three-card spread for you, Marie, and see what's in store for business. Let's take a look here. Okay, Marie, you're getting the card of self-employment. Surprise, surprise. And the fluctuations with that, within the self-employment. You're going to have your highs. You're going to have your lows. They're going to go up and down. But you're surrounded by being grounded by one enterprise and trying to get another one off the ground. So the thoughts are there. It's new, fresh energy coming in. It's the card of, you know, self-employment and having enough money and skill to do what you want to do. And guess what the future card is for you? The Ten of Pentacles. Lots of money all around you.
Then.
Pardon me?
I said, all righty then.
Yes.
Good thing.
We like that. It's just a card of abundance and all is well. It's also, with you, Marie, I'm also getting a real strong sense of taking a lot of comfort in family and being around your family and around children. And that also is very, very profitable for you. You know, it's rewarding for you to be around your family as much as possible. So I see you spending a lot more time with your family in 2008 as well.
Okay, Marie, what stone? You didn't ask, Marie, but I have another facet of your life going on that I pulled while Tina was pulling.
Okay.
Are you sitting down?
Yeah.
All right. Your patience level has been sucko. It's actually going to get better. There's going to be a man, a great man actually, a good guy, comes up as a Prince of Cups coming into your life.
Woo!
Now, the horniness is going to get taken care of. Then you come up with good judgment in your favor, a good love card, trusting your first gut feeling, and then this new beginning for love. But we've already talked a little bit about the new beginning for love has to start with you loving yourself first, which is what you've been working on.
Uh-huh.
So this new guy that's going to be coming in It will actually happen probably within the first quarter of 2008.
Alrighty then.
And he's going to be a really good guy because as a Prince of Cups, it means he's as nice on the inside as he shows you on the outside.
That's right. And the Prince of Cups also is somebody poetic and artistic who wears his heart on his sleeve, Marie. And I think for you, somebody that's actually dropping his guard and exposing himself and letting you know how he feels about you, that's really going to resonate with you. It's like, okay, you know what? I've had enough of the game playing. I've come this far in my life. I'm ready for new love, and I'm ready. And Marie, if you remember, a while back, there was a trunk show at Golden Harvest.
Right.
And something told me to tell you about the stone, the Nebula Stone.
Uh-huh.
And I had just been studying it months prior. It's a new stone out of Mexico. It was a find in Mexico, I think, back in 2002.
Right.
And the nebula, just I felt so strongly about telling you about it because the nebula stone, the attribute of that stone is about rebirth. So out with the old so we can morph into that beautiful butterfly that we want to be. Getting rid of all the old trash, taking out the old trash, and allowing the new to come in, which is really, after I suggested that stone to you, and remember you ran over and bought it away?
Yeah,
I said, oh gosh, that is so interesting that I just told Marie about that stone, because I know that you're a Scorpio, Marie, and Scorpio is, in the tarot is the death card, and it's about dying and getting rid of what no longer works, putting an end to anything that's antiquated in your life, and moving forward with the new.
It's like letting the past go.
Yeah, just
go
letting it go.
Life.
All right, we had this conversation before.
Okay. Oh, we could spend a lot of time on Marie, huh, Nancy? We just love Marie.
No, Marie's fine. So the Nebula Stone.
All righty.
Now I'm ready. Well, you guys are doing a great job. I always call in to nudge my people that I like a lot. So
oh, thank you for that. Well, we love you too, Marie. Marie, before you get off the line, one thing that I would like to tell you and Nancy both about, really funny, we all know the secret. We all pay attention to the secret.
Uh-huh.
We try to live our lives by the secret. It's
right.
Funny thing, 2-3 years ago, I got a thought in my head that I've always wanted to open, you know, for the last 3 years, I've wanted to open my own little metaphysical shop.
Uh-huh.
Just a nice little spot, a place I can walk in and sell my passion, you know, the things that I believe in.
Right.
I'd like to sell tarot cards, the book and deck sets. I'd love to sell crystals. I'd love to sell angels and fairies, et cetera, et cetera. Well, I had been having, you know, some health problems the last 2-3 years, which I think was on purpose because it forced me to take a step back and really think about the things that I wanted. And just recently here, I secured a spot in South Elgin.
Really?
And I will be opening up a new little metaphysical shop, the name of it's going to be called Crystal River. So everything's a work in progress right now, and I'm looking for a grand opening in March. So I just wanted to tell you about that because I'll be talking to you about helping me market it.
You bet.
Okay, great.
You bet.
That's good, Tina. Marie, thanks for calling.
No problem. You guys
thank
have
you,
a
Marie.
Good show,
you
and thank
care.
You so much.
All right, you're very welcome.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
And Tina, while you were talking, I pulled some cards for you.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Just to let you kind of know what's also coming, even though you have your own stuff. All the searching, all the looking for answers that you have done, you're
mm-hmm.
actually coming up with the answers now, Tina. And all you got to do is trust yourself. You got to follow them. Do not let other people try to talk you out of anything
mm-hmm.
or take anything away from you.
Okay.
There's a new life beginning that starts for you during next year, actually, so stay strong with it.
Mm-hmm.
Then you come up with success. 3 times better than you think coming your way.
Wonderful.
And you're coming up with the World, which is the best card in the deck. Okay.
Nancy, I so need to hear this right now. I'm getting good chills all over my body.
Well, that's
continue. Is there more?
yep, there's more. Letting go of all of the stuff that has actually held you back up until now
mm-hmm.
is actually what you've been working on, and it's finally coming up because you're coming up with anything is possible to the power of God.
Great.
So all you got to do now is just continue with your part And like I said, not ask other people, not let other people talk you out of anything. Because if you do that, you're going to regret that.
Mm-hmm.
So don't do that to yourself, okay?
So learn to trust myself.
That's right.
And Nancy, I don't know about for you. I do my own reading daily. Sometimes as a reader, it's very hard for us to be objective. So I really appreciate your readings because it helps confirm something like we were talking earlier about, something I already know, but boy, does that just reinforce it to hear somebody else say it. And that is how a reading works. I think we just gave a perfect example of how a reading works. Subconsciously, in the back of our mind, down in our gut, we're all feeling things are churning, you know, and I do know that all my plans, all my aspirations are coming into fruition this year. And I'm trying very hard for all the naysayers, you know, no, you shouldn't do that. Why are you going to, you know, lease a spot over there, or this might not be a good location, or there is not enough parking. No, you know what? I went, I felt it, it felt right, and I just did it. And you're right, Nancy, because I am listening to myself and I'm learning to trust myself. And I have let way too many things hold me back in the past. I'm going full throttle. I'm all in. And it's really funny because I keep pulling that Eight of Wands for myself. Mm-hmm. But thank you for that confirmation, because I think right now at this time in my life, I really needed to hear that.
Yeah, it's really funny because what people don't know is that when readers do readings, say that one person goes to one reader and they get whatever they're asking and they go to the next reader, chances are, if that reader or those readers are good, something that they are saying to that person is going to be reiterated in that next reading.
Absolutely. Do you know how many times, especially when we're doing our circuits and we're at the psychic fairs, do you know how many times somebody will go to you for a reading and the next month I'll see them for a reading and they'll say, oh, that's exactly what Nancy said to me, only a little differently. We provide different perspectives for them, but we're pretty much saying the same thing because we see it in the cards. We're just going to show it to them at a different angle. So, you know, a lot of times people will also ask me, and I'm sure they ask you, Nancy, how many times should I go for a reading? How often is, you know, a good time? I'll say as often as you feel like going. And the more you go, the more you learn, and the more you hear it from a different angle. And it's just reinforcing it. You know, it's reinforcing what you may be saying to them or what I may be saying to them. You and I both did a young lady who was pregnant at the time. She came to both of us for a reading the same day at Golden Harvest, and you and I both had warned her to be careful during her pregnancy. She did have some difficulties, Nancy, but I later found out everything was smooth. You know, everything ended up being okay. But she did go through a few bumps in the road, and we just told her to be careful. And I think it was just a cautionary measure that you and I both were reiterating to her. But it's interesting how readings will play out. We may get a few different cards, but what we tell them usually leads down the same road.
Mm-hmm. Now, we do have another person who beeped in. So, caller, are you there?
Yes, I am. Okay, so Dominic from London in England.
Could you repeat your name, please?
Dominic.
Dominic. Okay, and Dominic, do you have a question?
Okay, I'd like to know what my job prospects into the beginning of the next year, along with finances, are going to be like.
Finances, and I'm sorry, Nancy, I didn't hear the other one.
And job prospects.
Job prospects. Okay, Dominic. And what sign are you, if you don't mind me asking?
Cancer.
You're a Cancer. Okay. Oh, those lovely water signs. They're all heart. I just love Cancers. Okay, let's take a look at your cards here, Dominic, and I'll see what I could help determine for you. Nancy, if you'd like to add to it, we'll take a look at this. Okay, Dominic, I see you possibly going after two different jobs or holding down two jobs. You're trying to juggle the finances. There's a little turmoil going on behind you, but you're doing a pretty good job walking the tightrope, okay? You may also be trying to make a decision to go one way or the other. There's going to be a new opportunity coming at you probably within the next 4 months, maybe closer to spring. And you're really going to contemplate whether or not you want to reach out and grab that opportunity. You're going to spend some time meditating over it. You're going to have to spend some time, I would say, don't rush and make the decision, but it's going to come at a time when you feel like your plate is already full and you're not sure if you want that opportunity. Don't hesitate too long, Dominic. I would say reach out and grab the opportunity, because it's going to be a good opportunity at not only more money, but also happiness. You know as well as we all do that it's much easier if we are happy doing what we love to do and making money doing it.
Mm-hmm.
I see you, in 2008, I see you doing a good job balancing out the money. You're working very hard. Be careful not to mourn any losses. You know, we all have a mourning period, but it's time to throw the cloak of mourning off, turn around, and start taking a look at these new opportunities that are going to be presented to us. But I'll tell you the truth, Dominic, I don't think you're ever going to have to worry long-term about money. You may have your little, you know, bumps in the road, or there's going to be those glitches every now and then, but I see you as being very stable and you're planted very firmly in the ground. You know what it takes materialistically to live on this material plane, and I see abundance growing around you. But again, this new opportunity coming to you in the next 4 months, don't spend too much time thinking about it. I think you should spend a little time, but try not to pass up on the opportunity because you feel like you may have too much on your plate already. I think it's a gift from the universe, a gift from God. I think it's just a gift coming your way, and it's a new chance at happiness in your career.
Okay.
And I'm going to add to it, too. Dominic, don't hang up. I got a little bit more to tell you, okay?
Uh-huh.
The last 5 to 8 months that you've been going through all the interference and all the disappointments, which has been going on, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Lots of adjustments that you have been making in that category, even though it's been taking a lot of your patience to do that, is actually the way that all this is going to start to come around for you, because you are coming up with more power, more energy now, and you come up with anything is possible through the power of God, just like what Tina just said. You also have two, which I come up with too, is all is not seen as to what to do. And I have to agree with Tina, do not overthink or rethink or ask others. You know, go for the gusto here, because you're coming out with the second best money card in the deck in the Sun, which is also the second best card in the deck. It means good energies, good things now coming for you. So this is not a time for you to continue to worry or to go backwards for any reason, okay?
Okay.
Do you have a significant other?
Not in this world, no.
Okay. Do you want one?
I don't know. Possibly. It's hard to say, really. So it's like very confusing. Okay.
Well, you are going to have the opportunity.
Okay. Well, that sounds delightful then.
Okay. So good luck with what you do. Okay.
Good
okay,
luck, Dominic.
Thank you much indeed.
Thank you for calling.
Cheerio. Bye.
Bye now.
I just love the whole cheerio.
I love the accent.
Don't you love the English accent? I just love it, Nancy.
Tina, if somebody wanted to get a hold of you, how would they go about doing that?
Well, my phone number for readings is 630-514-0163. And my email address is tarotbytina@aol.com. And they could get a hold of me either way. My new website will also be under construction, which is www.crystalriver.com.
Okay. Now, can you repeat all of that again, please?
I sure will. My phone number for anybody needing a reading is 630-514-0163. My email address, if you would like to contact me via email, is tarotbytina@aol.com. And I have a new website under construction, which hopefully will be ready within the next week, which is www.crystalrivergifts. I'm sorry, I missed that before. crystalrivergifts.com.
Good.
Okay.
All right, we have another question. That's just our producer. Tina, you also use a tuning fork.
Yes.
Can you explain why you do that?
Sure. A tuning fork, Nancy, along with a clear quartz crystal, will help clear an area of approximately 10 feet. Now, we all know that we have a tendency to have other energies stick onto us throughout the day. We're around kids. We're around people that we work with. People are in the room. So I usually use the tuning fork, number one, to clear the area that I'm working in. And I could hit it a little bit here so you can hear how it sounds. I hope that wasn't too piercing. Did you hear that?
Not hardly at all. But...
okay, let me try it one more time.
You could hear it a little bit that time.
You heard it that time?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. That's what it sounds like during that process of clearing an area. Now, anybody can use a tuning fork to clear an entire room. They can, you know, just clear a small space within what you're working with. And usually I'm within a 10-foot space, so it clears the room and the energies nicely. I also ask my clients to close their eyes because a lot of times clients come for a reading and they're nervous and they're suffering from a little anxiety or, oh, are they going to tell me something bad or I'm nervous about what I'm going to hear. And I think it helps relax them. And you know as well as I that it's easier to read a person when they're in a state of relaxation.
Mm-hmm.
So I use the tuning fork, and I've heard lots of my clients say, oh, that was so relaxing. I almost felt like falling asleep. I feel like falling asleep, which is my goal. That's what I try to get them at is, you know, clear their mind, help them relax. I also give them some breathing exercises. In addition to just a clear quartz crystal and a tuning fork, I use two larger tuning forks, which make the sound of Om. And Om helps us go into a more meditative state. So I will put the two tuning forks by their ears, and it helps clear their mind a little bit. It helps ground them, and they're also great vibrational healing tools.
Mm-hmm.
So whenever I'm feeling a little anxious or a little stressed out, I will work with my tuning forks, and I'll come home, and when I need to decompress, I'll just tap my tuning forks, put them close to my ears, and after about 5 or 10 minutes, I feel much more relaxed. My thoughts are clear. And I feel much freer to go out there and play with my children or answer all their questions for the day. I've at that point become decompressed. And that's how tuning forks work, Nancy. One other thing that I'd like to add to that, I know that you do this as well in your readings. I really like using the tuning forks because not only does it help the client that I'm going to be working with, it helps me as well because it gives me a couple of minutes to connect with spirit,
mm-hmm.
to connect with my guides, and to also say a prayer, asking for higher guidance and bringing love and light into the reading.
Which is also very, very important.
Yes, it is. Mm-hmm.
Have you ever had a reading that is really not so good and not quite know what to tell that person so that they don't freak out?
Yes. You know, Nancy, some readings are scary. So what I try to do is be as diplomatic as possible. For instance, I think you and I both can see when a person is about to lose their job. And that's always a tough one. Or when there's a death in the family. And I will ask that person, I'll be very calm and very diplomatic, and I'll just say, do you know if they're restructuring at your place of employment right now? And usually the answer will be yes, you know, they are making cuts, and we all know with the way the economy's been so volatile lately, a lot of companies are starting to restructure. And I'll say, well, you may just want to, you know, start checking on Plan B or putting Plan B into place because you are getting the tower here, for instance. Don't think of it as a bad thing. You know what? Our world is not crumbling around us. Sometimes we're unhappy in that situation, and even though it's providing a stable paycheck for us, down deep inside, we may know that that's where we're not really meant to be. So when you get the tower, and if they are restructuring, you know, because it's a career question, and then all of a sudden we get the tower coming up in the future, and we know something shocking or unexpected is going to happen. Not always negative, but, you know, along with other swords cards, you know, we may see the difficulty in that situation. And I will, as gently as possible, say to the person, we may want to start putting Plan B into effect. You might want to start getting out resumes. You might want to start preparing for this. I did this for a very close friend of mine last year whose husband was an IT guy for a big company up here in Chicago. And sure enough, 3 weeks after the reading, the division that he was working in was canceled because they had a buyout from a bigger firm. So he lost his job, but thanks to the reading, he was prepared for it. Now, 3 weeks wasn't a whole lot of preparation time, but can I tell you, Nancy, 9 times out of 10, sometimes 10 times out of 10, he ended up a couple weeks later landing a new job, which, one, required very little travel. His previous job, he was on a plane 4 days out of, 7 days a week. Having a new baby, he wanted to be closer to home. A few weeks later, he found a new job, increased his salary by about 40%, okay, and no longer had to travel as much. I mean, he goes on quarterly travel trips now versus, being out of town and living out of a suitcase 4 days a week, which was making him unhappy. But he did not leave because he was scared of giving up, the steady paycheck. Sometimes, Nancy, you know what, when we're unhappy and we don't like our situation, but we're scared or fearful to do anything about it, you know what, sometimes God strikes that our little structure with lightning, because if we're not going to change it, he's going to change it for us.
Yeah,
so I always try to shed as much positive in a bad reading as possible.
Mm-hmm.
And things bad always have... I believe truly that for everything bad that happens, something good comes out of it.
Mm-hmm.
And in that case, something really great came out of it.
Yeah, and I think, because I do a lot of readings like that. I try to make them very, very positive, even if there's something that's not so good. But I can't, it's like you can't tell them, that it's not going to be good, because then you're not giving them the full, type reading that they need. And yet a lot of people start to panic. And as soon as I feel that energy, it's like, no, got to relax here first. Let me finish what I'm about to tell you. Because you don't want them jumping out there going, oh, my God, I'm going to lose.
Right.
It's like, relax. Just listen to the rest of it, because the rest of it will actually help you more than what you just heard.
Absolutely. And you know what that's called, Nancy? That's you and I being the most responsible readers that we can be.
Mm-hmm.
As readers, we have to be very careful, because the human mind is very fragile. And sometimes, if you come across the wrong reader, and, I believe there's very few out there, because I believe everybody is really working with the light. But you may get somebody that plants something very negative into a person's head. And, that person can walk out of a reading and just start to panic, like you said.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I also do a lot of home parties, and I work with a group called Harmony Happens. And Harmony Happens, there's three of us that go out, and a woman, will host a party at her home and invite 10, 20, 30 of her friends. And we'll go out there and do readings. Well, I did a reading, it was an individual tarot party not too long ago. And I could tell right away when I walked in that everybody had been really shaken up. There was a very strange energy in the house and all the rooms. I could see the stress on everybody's face. And it was a family. It was grandmother, mother, daughter. It was, cousins, et cetera. Well, there was a group of them that went to a roadside tarot reader,
okay.
And she scared every single one of them, told one of them that she was going to lose her house and her husband and was going to leave her, and the other one that this person in her life was going to die, or the other one that she was going to lose her job, with no positive reinforcement to any of that, Nancy. Now, I think some people have to be very careful about which reader they visit.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to, sometimes us New Agers are already like, we get a bad rap. So I don't want to give anybody a bad rap. There are very few, I believe, of those type readers. But you have to kind of watch out for the, snake oil salesperson that tells you, oh, don't worry, I can clear, you know, give me another $100 and I could clear your aura and I could protect you from this harm. You know, that's just a way of continuing to generate money. And you know as well as I do that what we do is not all about the money. You know, we all need money to survive and live, which is why we charge for our readings. But, Nancy, I really believe we do it with light and love. That night, there was about 8 women that it took every ounce of energy that I had to turn them around from their negative thoughts of what that previous reader had told them and the damage that she had done. So as you and I were just now talking about that, I think that we have to always be very responsible with what we say. And even if we see something negative, there's always, always in a 10, a 12, a 15 card reading, there will always be something positive that you could shed more light on with a reading. That woman did not lose her husband. She did not lose her car. She did not lose her house. I mean, but she was starting that thought, you know, that thought process of, oh, my God, is my husband going to leave me? Are we going to lose our house? No, you know what? As readers, we just have to be very careful with what we say. And I think that we are very diplomatic, and that's what makes us good readers. Mm-hmm. Do you agree that there's a few people out there that can do a lot of harm?
I think there's actually more than a few, so I'm not as nice as you are, Tina.
Uh-huh.
But I will tell you this. In the Chicagoland area, there is a reader, another reader. Her name is Nancy Wallace.
All right? Oh, no.
She uses the name Nancy Wallace. I have known about her for at least, I want to say, 16, 17, maybe even 18 years now or longer. Okay?
Okay.
Now, I did not know about her, and here's how I found out about her. When I first started doing readings, I never advertised because I first did not know how good I was or how good I could be or what was going to happen, so I never advertised.
Mm-hmm.
But I was doing parties and all that stuff, and one of my friends called and said, hey, Nancy, you lied to me. I go, what? I go, you lied to me. And I go, what did I lie to you about? And he goes, you're advertising. And I said, no, I'm not. He goes, yes, you are. I said, no, I'm not. If I would know I was advertising, I would know, and I'm telling you that I didn't. He goes, well, then, who is the Nancy Wallace that has her name painted in big red letters on a park bench at these 6 streets in Chicago that all come to match and says tarot readings by Nancy Wallace? I said, yeah, what's the phone number? And it was a 773 area code, which is, you know,
Chicago.
North side of Chicago.
Uh-huh.
And I lived way out in the western suburbs.
Right, right.
And I said, why in the world would I want to advertise up there when I live way out in the western suburbs? He goes, well, I'm just telling you, it's there. And I said, okay. So I wrote down the phone number, and I thought, well, fine. So about 2 months later, another one of my friends calls. He goes, oh, Nancy, I see you're advertising. I said, really? Where?
I would know because I'd be getting the bills for it,
you
right?
You know, I said, where? She said, well, in the reader. And I go, what's the reader about? Well, you know, it's that paper that has all kinds of personals in it where you're trying to find people.
Uh-huh.
I said, oh, am I advertising for a man?
Uh-huh.
And she laughs. She goes, no, you're advertising your readings. And I go, no, I'm not.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, what's the number? And she gave me the same number, and I thought, okay, fine. Now, by now, I was livid, okay?
Right.
Livid. So, but I didn't call right away because I thought, no, with the temper I have, if I call this woman, I am really going to rip her out of her throat.
She's going to lose it, yeah.
Yeah. So I waited a little bit, and then I called her. And this is the total true story. And after this, we're probably going to have to go shortly, but this is really true because I want people to know this. A man answers the phone and goes, hello? And I go, is Nancy there? Goes, oh, yes. I said, Nancy Wallace. Oh, yeah, she's here. I said, can I talk with her, please? He goes, oh, sure, just a moment. This lady comes on the phone and goes, hello? And I go, is this Nancy? Oh, yes. I said, Nancy Wallace. Oh, yes. I said, really? I said, you are talking to Nancy Wallace.
Mm-hmm.
I am a psychic tarot reader in the western suburbs. Now, I used to be in sales, so I know after that kind of a statement, the next person that talks loses. So I didn't say another word until I heard this. Because there was dead silence for a little bit. And then I heard, oh, maybe the cosmic forces will bring us together. I said, you know, you never know.
Mm-hmm.
A month later, I made an appointment for my girlfriend to go see her, and I went with her. And I literally had to sit there and hold myself back because this was the kind of reader you're talking about who was just really raping people of their money.
Mm-hmm.
About a year later, she hit national television on NBC, And good thing they didn't show the last name because I'd have sued them. But she was taking $10,000 from senior citizens.
Oh,
so
is that
this
just
is a Nancy
awful.
Wallace in Chicago that is Eastern Indian. And there is no Eastern Indian that has the last name of Wallace. So
exactly.
You guys are going to call me to make sure you get the right one. Oh, I was livid.
Oh, I don't, Nancy, I don't blame you. And unfortunately, it just gives us readers that really are trying to provide the best guidance and help for people. It gives us a bad name, and I just wish they would all just go away and stop working with people, because that was really a fretful night, and it took a lot of energy. And fortunately, I saw all of them about a week later. They actually came into the store to buy some of their stones, to start working with some of their stones. And they were like, Tina, we feel so much better after that. Oh, my gosh. And I had to go into a little bit of a meditation with all of them and ask them to do a visual with a huge chalkboard with everything that that woman had told them, and to take the biggest eraser that they could find and just go over it and erase every single word. And let's start from scratch.
Right. Which is
and it was very devastating for them. It was.
Oh,
it was
sure
not
was.
A good thing. So, you know, when people are out there seeking readers, they have to kind of listen to their gut. If something doesn't feel right, or people's constantly trying to ask you for more money, or I could do this, or I could, you know, do this spell for you or do that, they have to be a little cautious.
Right. Run, don't walk out of that person's office.
Exactly.
Tina, our time is actually up. It's been great having you on the show. I'm
oh,
sure everybody else enjoyed it, too.
Thank you so much, Nancy. I really enjoyed it as well, and I hope to be invited again. I had a lot of fun myself.
You'll get your opportunity.
Okay.
I'd like to thank all you, the listeners. I wish all of you a very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. I will be gone for a couple of weeks, but we'll be talking again after the first of the year. Again, may God bless all of you. Tina, thanks for being on the show. Take care, and we'll talk soon. Bye
Thank
now.
Thank you. Thank you, Nancy, and happy holidays to you.
You too.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
Bye now.